Right, look at your neighbor and tell him, mi casa es su casa.
Pueden mirar a su vecino y decirle, my house is your house.
Mi iglesia, su iglesia.
You can say, pueden decir, my church is your church.
Mis niños, sus niños.
My children are your children.
Mi factura telefónica.
My phone bill is your phone bill.
No, welcome to Victory Juntos, everybody.
De verdad, bienvenidos a todos.
We look forward to this Sunday all year long.
Estamos siempre esperando para este domingo.
And I wanted to take now, before we start into the message,
y quiero antes de todo empezar,
to honor a couple.
Dándole gracias a Dios por una pareja.
And we honor them all throughout the year, all that they mean to us, but I think especially today, I want to do it in front of the whole church.
Especialmente este domingo quiero darle gracias a Dios con todos ustedes.
And that is Pastor Julio and Lejia.
Y es honrar y darle gracias a Dios por la pastora y el pastor Julio.
I had to trick them into getting up here so we could honor them in front of everyone. But it was, I cannot tell you enough. How much they mean, not only to our church, but to Alyssa and I personally.
No podemos decirles con solo palabras lo tanto que los apreciamos y lo tanto que significan para nosotros dos.
That their heart and their love for everyone and for us.
Sus corazones, el amor que tienen para nosotros y nuestra familia es de Dios.
And to know them is to love them.
Y conocerlos es conocer también el amor de Cristo.
And so I just want to say how much we honor and appreciate.
Y queremos darles las gracias a Dios y honrarlos esta mañana.
You know, I love Victory Juntos. The word of Victory Juntos every year is unity.
Cada año el tema para este domingo es la unidad.
Unity in our church.
La unidad en la iglesia.
Unity in the body of Christ.
Y en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Because we truly believe we accomplish more together than we ever could alone.
Porque sabemos que juntos logramos más que solos.
Paul wrote this in Romans. Watch this in chapter 15. And we'll have it in both languages this morning to read. In chapter 15 of Romans,
en Romanos 15.
He said, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had. And watch this in verse 6. So that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are praying for this service for unity.
Así que estamos orando sobre este servicio.
And you know, Paul, he writes this, but he's echoing a prayer that Jesus had.
Y queríamos hablar sobre la unidad. Y en este versículo, Pablo está diciendo nuevamente esa oración de la unidad entre el Padre y el Hijo.
Where Jesus prayed, Father, would you make them one as you and I are one?
Y Pablo estaba orando que como Cristo quería que seamos unidos.
And you can understand why God would pray and would ask for unity among his children.
Y podemos entender por qué oró hasta Jesucristo por la unidad en la iglesia.
If you have children.
Porque si tú tienes a hijos.
If you've ever taken care of children.
Y si has cuidado a los niños.
If you've ever been around children.
Si has estado hasta cerca de unos.
You know how amazing it is when they are in unity.
Sabes lo maravilloso y glorioso que.
But you also know how often it is that they are not.
Y muchas veces ya sabemos que la mayoría de la vez no están en armonía los niños.
So listen, we have three children.
Nosotros tenemos tres hijos.
They're on the front row.
Están ahí en frente.
And we know how beautiful it is when we pray for unity among our children.
Y sabemos lo dulce que es hasta siempre estamos orando por la unidad entre ellos.
We were on vacation one time.
Una vez estábamos de vacaciones.
At a theme park.
En un parque.
And we couldn't figure out where we were going, and so Liz and I were looking at the map.
Estábamos totalmente perdidos, y él estaba buscando la mapa.
And our son started to like wrestle and fight behind us.
Teníamos la mapa así abierta con nosotros dos, y los niños
and
estaban
so parents,
atrás.
Parents, you know, right? You just ignore it. You don't hear what's going on.
Ya sabes, como un padre, sabes, puedes ignorar los ruidos hasta un cierto nivel.
And I remember all of a sudden it got quiet.
Y de repente nos dimos cuenta que ya no había ruido de
nosotros. And that's where you're like, okay, what's going on?
Y es así cuando dices, ah, silencio, ¿qué pasó, verdad?
And we turned around.
Y nos dimos la vuelta.
And there was a police officer separating our children.
Y ahí estaba un oficial con su uniforme y la pistola separando a nuestros hijos.
And I was like, whose kids are these?
Y yo, él dijo, ay, ¿de quiénes son ellos?
I don't know if you ever had the cops like separate your kids.
Alguno les ha pasado eso, ¿verdad? La policía y sus hijos.
So you guys pray for us. We're praying for unity.
Ore por nosotros también en nuestra familia.
Actually, we're praying for sanity. That's what we're praying.
Y la sanidad de la mente.
But Jesus prayed for unity in the church.
Cristo Jesús oró por la unidad en la iglesia, en el cuerpo.
And so as we were praying for this service, what would it look like? What would it take for the church to live in unity?
Estamos preguntándonos cómo podemos como una iglesia vivir en esa unidad.
I think it would take a few things, but first of all, remembering that we are one body.
Hay que recordar unos principios, y el primero es que somos un solo cuerpo.
Many parts, but one body.
Muchas, con muchas partes, pero un cuerpo.
It says in 1 Corinthians, watch this. It says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. In the verse 13.
Todos fuimos bautizados por un solo espíritu para constituir un solo cuerpo, ya seamos judíos o gentiles, esclavos o libres, y a todos se nos dio a beber de un mismo espíritu.
And then in verse 14. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. It goes on to say that the foot can't say, just because I'm not a hand, I'm not important.
Sigue diciendo ese versículo que el pie no puede decir, ay, no soy una mano, psh, no soy importante.
And then he says, the eye can't say to the ear, I don't need you.
Y el ojo no le puede decir, oye, oreja, no te necesito.
No, each part is separate but necessary for the body.
No, cada parte está apartado, pero con el mismo propósito. O sea,
and then it says that God made you exactly how he wants you to be.
Y Dios te ha formado a ti justamente, específicamente como Él quiere.
That there's a purpose and a plan for each member of the body.
Sobre cada miembro del cuerpo hay un propósito y un llamado específico.
That God made you how he wants you.
Dios te ha formado como él deseó.
That he has a plan and a purpose for your life.
Tiene un plan para nuestras vidas.
That we are separate parts, but one body.
Somos separados, tenemos nuestras oficinas.
That we be unified in the church, remembering that we are one body.
Así que vamos a recordar y mantener esa unidad de nosotros, recordando que sí.
But also remembering that we have one enemy.
Y hay que recordar también que también el segundo punto es que tenemos el mismo enemigo, un enemigo.
And talking about one enemy, well, let's start remembering what's important in life for us as Christians to live a Christian life. The Word of God is the single most important part of living a Christian life. I forgot that I have to be translated. Sorry.
Okay, hablando acerca de un enemigo, tenemos que recordarnos que la palabra de Dios es la parte más importante, creo, ¿verdad?, que esto era para vivir una vida cristiana.
If we want to live in victory, we need to know God.
Si queremos vivir en victoria, tenemos que conocer a Dios.
And that means know his word.
Y conocer su palabra.
And obey his word.
Obedecer su palabra.
The only way to achieve this goal is to make God's word.
Y la única manera de hacer es de hacer esa meta una realidad es conocer su palabra.
And make it the basis of our daily life.
Y hacerla la base de nuestra vida diaria.
In scripture 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
En la segunda de Timoteo 3:16 y 17.
It says.
Dice, toda la escritura es inspirada por Dios y útil para enseñar, para redarguir, para corregir, para instruir en justicia.
In other words, if we have it in English, then, a fin de que el hombre de Dios sea perfecto, enteramente preparado para toda buena obra. Maybe we can have it in English too. There. You can read it. Okay? Basically, we need the Word of God.
Básicamente necesitamos la palabra de Dios.
Because we live in perilous times.
Porque vivimos en tiempos tumultuosos.
The world seems to be crumbling around us.
Parece ser que el mundo se está cayendo alrededor de nosotros.
Our sense of rectitude.
Nuestro sentido de rectitud.
Morality.
De moralidad.
Godliness.
De santidad o de piedad.
Is under attack everywhere and all the time.
Está siendo atacado en todo lado. Y todo el tiempo.
And in these dangerous times, the unity of the body of Christ is ever more important.
Y en este momento tan peligroso, la unidad del pueblo de Cristo es muy importante.
Because we need to be united.
Porque nosotros necesitamos estar unidos.
To face one determined enemy.
Para enfrentar un enemigo muy determinado.
And that is our best contribution to victory.
Y es nuestra contribución para que haya victoria.
Now, You may not like the times you're living in.
Tal vez no le gusta donde estamos viviendo en este momento.
But we have been privileged to be born in times like these.
Pero verdaderamente estamos siendo privilegiados de nacer en este en un tiempo como este.
And for times like these.
Y para un tiempo como este.
We are here.
Estamos aquí.
And the Lord has given us everything we need.
Y el Señor nos ha dado todo lo que necesitamos.
For victory.
Para tener victoria.
In John 10:10 and 11.
En Juan 10:10 al 11. Dice, el ladrón no viene sino para hurtar y matar y destruir. Yo he venido para que tengan vida y para que la tengan en abundancia. Yo soy el buen pastor. El buen pastor su vida da por las ovejas.
So Jesus came for us.
Jesús vino por nosotros.
To save us.
Para salvarnos.
To instruct us.
Para instruirnos.
To enable us to win the battles.
Para permitir que nosotros ganemos la batalla.
So as I said before, we have everything that we need to win.
Así como les he dicho, tenemos todo para poder ganar.
Now as for the enemy.
Y ahora, en cuanto al enemigo.
It seems like all these attacks are coordinated.
Parece que todos los ataques del enemigo están siendo coordinados.
Everywhere, all over the world.
En todo lado, en a todo alrededor del mundo.
It is the same things that are being attacked.
Y es lo mismo que está siendo atacado.
The church is attacked.
Los ataques a la iglesia.
Christ is being attacked.
Los cristianos siendo.
Cristo.
Cristo siendo atacado. ¿Listo?
And the most basic morality everywhere is being attacked.
Y la moralidad básica está siendo atacada.
That's what I said. It seems almost as if things are coordinated.
Parece como que estuvieran coordinados.
Well, it's no surprise there. They are coordinated.
Claro, no es de sorprender. Sí están coordinados.
The Word of God forewarns us in Ephesians 6:10-13.
La palabra de Dios nos los advierte en Efesios 6:10-12.
Could we have it in English first?
Porque no tenemos lucha contra sangre y carne, sino contra principados, contra poderes, contra los príncipes de este mundo, contra huestes espirituales de maldad en las regiones celestes.
And I'm going to read it in English. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In other words, we do not fight against the enemy that we see.
En otras palabras, nosotros no estamos peleando contra un enemigo que nosotros vemos.
We're fighting a spiritual war.
Estamos en una guerra espiritual.
Against one spiritual enemy.
Estamos en contra de un enemigo espiritual.
Which is the devil.
Que es el diablo.
He has been fighting this war for thousands of years.
Y él ha estado peleando esta pelea por miles de años.
But he is a defeated enemy, although he isn't dead.
Pero él es un enemigo que está vencido, sin embargo no está muerto.
But we don't need to fear him.
Pero no por eso no tenemos por qué temerle.
This is the church's moment of glory.
Este es el momento de gloria de la iglesia.
This is a moment for us, the church, to shine.
Este es el momento de nosotros como iglesia de brillar.
And one way to shine.
Y una manera de brillar.
Is to be united.
Es estar unidos.
United in hope and in love.
Unidos en esperanza y unidos en amor.
It's time for us to unite in acknowledging.
Es tiempo de reconocerlo en.
To submit.
De someterse.
And to fight under.
Y pelear bajo.
The guidance of one king.
Pelear bajo la guía de un solo rey.
One Lord.
Un Señor.
In Philippians 3.
Filipenses 3.
Verses 20 and 21. Says our citizenship is in heaven. So here when you go out afterwards to eat.
Porque dice que nuestra ciudadanía está en el cielo. Entonces cuando aquí nosotros vamos a comer, por ejemplo.
You're going to see a lot of flags.
Usted puede ver un montón de banderas ahora que salgamos afuera.
Because different people from different countries.
Porque hay gente de todos países, de varios países.
Want to present to you.
Y que le van a presentar a ustedes.
Their best food. Their
la mejor
best
comida,
dishes.
Los mejores platos.
So you might say, well, there's a lot of flags.
Entonces usted parece que va a haber un montón de banderas.
But there's only one body.
Pero hay solo un cuerpo.
That's the body of Christ.
Y es el cuerpo de Cristo.
That's us.
Y somos nosotros.
So it's good to serve one Lord.
Y es muy lindo servir un Señor.
It's terrible to be adrift without knowing.
Es terrible estar a la deriva sin saber.
Knowing where we're going.
A dónde ir.
But when we are in Christ.
Pero cuando usted está en Cristo.
We know where we're going.
Nosotros sabemos a dónde vamos.
And we all go there together.
Y nosotros vamos todos juntos a ese lugar.
And if you go further here a little bit,
si usted va un poquito más adelante,
says that we, the God, the Lord will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to His glorious body.
Aquí está hablando de que el de que va a transformar nuestro cuerpo, va a ser conformado, tomado la forma de un cuerpo glorioso.
And you might remember. How in Romans 12:2,
como Romanos 12:2 dice,
uses the same word and says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
Usa la misma palabra, dice que no se pongan en el molde, que no se conformen con este mundo.
Because we are to be conformed to Him.
Porque nosotros somos conformados a la forma de Cristo.
And then he says, in the end, if you put it in English, please.
Que si lo puede poner en inglés, por favor.
Okay. Could we have it in English? Thank you. It says he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
Dice que él puede ser capaz de someter todas las cosas a él mismo.
So he, our one and glorious Lord,
sujetar. Entonces él, nuestro glorioso Dios y Señor,
will subdue all things to him.
Va a sujetar todas las cosas bajo él.
So we already know the end of the story.
Entonces nosotros sabemos el final de la historia.
You may see the world crumbling around you.
Puede que ahora se parezca que se está cayendo todo.
But we win.
Pero nosotros ganamos.
It's good to read the end of the book sometimes.
Lea el libro, el final del libro, antes de llegar ahí.
So our kingdom operates differently. From the world.
Entonces nuestro reino es distinto.
Different levels.
Diferente nivel.
Different laws.
Diferentes leyes.
Than the world, the kingdoms of the world.
Que los reinos del mundo.
And therefore we have different results.
Por eso es que tenemos resultados diferentes.
The world cowers in fear.
Mientras el mundo está temeroso, lleno de miedo y acobardado.
And hides in anguish.
Y se esconde en temor.
And hits back in anger.
Y a veces golpea en enojo.
Us who are in God's kingdom.
Nosotros los que estamos en el reino de Dios.
Are at rest and at peace.
Tenemos descanso y tenemos paz.
Because our kingdom is different.
Porque nuestro reino es diferente.
And Romans 14:17.
Romanos 14:17.
Romans 14:17 says, well,
Romanos 14:17.
I guess
okay,
we don't have it.
Pero dice, porque el reino de Dios no es comida ni bebida, sino es rectitud, es paz y es gozo en el Espíritu Santo.
See, I don't need anything there. She knows everything. Porque el reino, I'm sorry, I need it in English, but because the kingdom of God is not food or drink, but justice, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. That is why how we're different. We are different in many ways. Now, one way that we are very different
por
is that we
que,
have.
Por sorry. Eso es que somos diferentes, porque somos diferentes de varias maneras. Una manera, por ejemplo,
is that we have a purpose.
Nosotros tenemos propósito.
And we have a mission.
Y tenemos una misión.
One mission.
Una misión.
So what would unite the church?
Así que cómo se va a unir la iglesia?
That we have one body.
Es recordando que somos un cuerpo.
One enemy.
Con un enemigo.
One king.
Con un rey.
And one mission.
Y con una sola misión.
Watch this in Matthew chapter 28. In Matthew 28 it says, "Therefore go." This is Jesus talking to his disciples and then to us. "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And then in verse 20 of that one, of the Spirit, "and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you." And then he says, "And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. That's what we're called to do.
Es lo que somos llamados a hacer.
That's who we are as the church.
Esto es lo que es lo
que we have one mission to help people know the love and the mercy of Jesus.
Tenemos solo una misión y eso es ayudar a otros conocer el amor y la misericordia de Jesucristo.
To make disciples of the nations.
Hacer discípulos en las
naciones. One mission to reach the lost with the good news.
Nuestra meta, la misión es alcanzar a las almas perdidas con las buenas nuevas.
You know, we unite as the church, as one body, serving one another in love.
Sí, al servirnos unos a los otros en amor.
We unite against one enemy who only wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Tenemos que estar unidos contra ese enemigo que quiere robarnos, matarnos y destruirnos.
We unite under one King, Jesus, the name that's above every other name.
Somos unidos debajo de la corona de Cristo, que es el nombre sobre todo nombre.
And we unite under one mission to see the lost saved.
Y somos unidos con esa única misión, la sola misión que es buscar a los perdidos.
One church.
Somos una iglesia.
One King.
Tenemos un rey.
Would you bow your heads and pray with us today?
Vamos a orar. Inclinen sus rostros.
Amen. Father God, before we get started with praying, I'd like to, if there's anyone here today or anyone looking through us on the internet, we'd like to ask and see if anyone would like to receive Jesus Christ in their heart today.
Si hay alguien que está aquí por primera vez o posiblemente quisiera recibir al Señor Jesucristo en su corazón, acompáñeme a hacer esta oración de fe. If you would repeat after me with this prayer of faith. Father God, Padre Santo, we ask you today, te pedimos esta mañana, que tú nos perdones nuestros pecados, that you forgive our sins. And Father God, we ask you, y Padre Santo, te pedimos que llenes nuestros corazones, Señor, con tu amor. That you fill our hearts with your love. Creemos en ti. I believe in you. And I receive you in my heart. Y te recibo en mi corazón. Padre Santo, te pido estas cosas. Father, I ask these things in your name. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús, amen. Let us close out in prayer this morning. I know we have Victory Juntos, and we're going to share a meal right after this. So if you would bow your heads and join me in prayer also for the food, and in thanking God for this beautiful service that we have had here today. Si usted me acompaña esta mañana a orar por los alimentos, y dale gracias al Señor Jesús por este culto que tuvimos esta mañana, amen. Father God, we come before you one more time, blessing the food, Father God, and blessing this service. We thank you for everything you have done for us up to this point, Father God, for waking us up this morning, and we want to bless your name. We want to thank you for every person that was able to come out here today. We want to thank you for everyone who's joining us online, Father God. We thank you for everyone that is here with us this morning. We thank you for our pastors. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you for blessing us, Father God, with your presence this morning with such a beautiful sermon. We ask that you bless every person here today. If they're on their way home, we ask that you guard them, that you protect them on their way home, Father God. And everyone who is staying here, Father God, we ask that you bless every person. We bless the food that everyone has cooked this morning, Father God. And we ask that you bless every person here. We ask that you allow us to fellowship with one another and share moments, beautiful moments this morning, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen.